Good morning, everyone. On this stormy and windy day, I'm Mary Griffith. The Mary Griffith Show underway, powered each and every morning by Harvest Ridge Coffee and Refreshment Services Pepsi. If you're out and about today and you're chilled to the bone, stop by your local convenience store and pick up a delicious cup of Harvest Ridge, or better yet, make sure that you get it at your office. You can have Harvest Ridge as we do every morning here at the Radio Ranch, or of course, you can always get it for your home. Well, Laura Stevert is here. We're going to talk about Arts Quincy, but first, she has a big announcement about Banana Ball, which I didn't know what that was, but I turned out I do know what it was.
Yeah.
It's the Savannah Bananas, a minor league team, but I didn't realize they were coming to St. Louis for an exhibition game?
Two games. No, really, it's part of their season. It's part of the Banana Ball season. So you had to enter to get tickets to this, to be in a lottery to buy tickets in October. So my kids have been, like, pumped about this for a really long time. In fact, we Expressions by Christine down the street here made us some great hoodies, and she did a great job with making our banana gear. We were all decked out and ready to go for the game on Saturday. Several other Quincyans are going, you know, I know some other folks that had tickets, and we just got word that it's canceled because it is supposed to be an absolute hurricane of, flooding proportions down in St. Louis this weekend. So, it's canceled, but rescheduled for July.
Okay. So you're still going to get to see Banana Ball. It's just rescheduled.
And if you're not familiar, it's kind of like Harlem Globetrotters, you know, they're doing tricks, they're doing flips, they're really famous for a pitcher that pitches on stilts, which I can't even imagine being up on stilts and then still hitting a strike zone.
That's a high fastball.
I got two favorite rules for Banana Ball, and these are rules that Major League Baseball could implement, all right? One is no game can last longer than 2 hours. You can't start a new inning if it's been an hour and 50 minutes. So there's no, like, you know, 4 hour long game. So that's nice. So they keep it moving is what I'm saying. Good for families. But my other favorite rule is that if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out. That's awesome, right? Fans first. She's making a face at me.
No, I don't want that implemented at all.
No, it would be amazing because then, you know, you're involved in the game. People don't get hit in the face as much because they're watching, you know, stuff like that.
Well, there is that, I guess.
The game we were supposed to see was the Savannah Bananas versus the Party Animals. It's all right. We'll go. My kids and I are still going down to a Cardinals game this year, and maybe we'll go see the Paddle Dogs. What are they?
The doggy paddlers. I was going to ask you, that was my follow-up. Will you be supporting our local Quincy baseball team now, the doggy paddlers? Terrible name, but you know.
Oh, no, see, I like the name.
You like that name?
So I went down, we were in Huntsville for space camp, you know, mm-hmm. and we went to a Trash Pandas baseball game. I think minor league baseball is just trying to be cuter and funnier. The Trash Pandas are like a raccoon. So I like the idea of a doggy paddlers. That's cute. The logo is real cute. I don't know who did it.
The logo is adorable.
And I tell you, you know, in an honest way, I sometimes Jim's games got a little adult for taking my kids to. They get a lot of drinking and stuff that got sometimes a little rough. So I hope that they're doing some things to, like, make it really family friendly, because that's what I think would get me back in that stadium and hopefully go see the doggy paddlers.
Well, the only way to do, I mean, you can do that. You can still serve liquor. Just make sure that when people get drunk, somebody's there to escort them out.
To get them out of the stands.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest change that I would hope that team would make, because I think it would be a great pastime. And of course, we like to watch baseball. So, my kids and I are going down to St. Louis for a game too, and we like going to that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Maybe you can use the WTAD tickets if you only knew someone.
You have tickets? I didn't know that.
We do. Cool. Well, we do, but we only give them to people we like.
I've been here for 10 years, Mary. Nobody's even mentioned it.
The reason that you've been here for 10 years and nobody's mentioned it is we only give them to people we like.
Do you know why I'm a Cardinals fan? Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
Okay, so my whole family's from Chicago, like Chicago. My mom was a Cubs fan, you know, a Bulls fan. Like, she's all Chicago, right? But the Cardinals caravan came to Quincy in the 80s. I'm going to say like 88. And Ozzie Smith was like the headlining guy at this, right? And I'm 6 years old, right? And I had hair down to my waist. I know, she made a face. Sat her cup.
Sorry, so, I sometimes forget how young you are. And I'm like, she's going to say she was I'm sorry. I sometimes forget how young we are because, you know, she in 88, I was a grown, you know, I forget it. Go on with your story.
All right. I was born in 82, everybody. I'm glad that that's still young because.
I can't fathom. Go on.
All right.
I just spit coffee all over the entire WTAD studio.
She really did.
She told an obvious Miss story. I'm thinking she's going to talk to him, but she's a little kid.
I'm a little kid. Anyway, in the 80s, I had hair down past my waist. Like, I had long, long hair.
So did I.
We used to crimp it, and it looked really cute. Anyway, so we went to the Cardinals Caravan at the mall, and I met Ozzie Smith. And he says to me, he goes, "Well, little lady, you got beautiful hair." And my dad goes, "Oh, man, Hall of Famer just told you you got beautiful hair. I guess you're a Cardinals fan." And I said, "That's right." So I've been a Cardinals fan ever since.
Well, I couldn't think of any better reason to join than Ozzie
likes
Smith
your hair.
Talking about your hair.
And so, yeah, so I always wanted to be able to do a backflip like Ozzie, but no dice. You know?
Yeah, it was terrible when they made him stop that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they did, but...
But it was the best.
I know. They could have had a safety rope or something and two people run out with him. I mean, they could have kept it.
So the bananas, right? They do that all the time.
Okay.
They flip all the time. So maybe that's my throwback to Ozzie. But
well,
I've met a couple Cardinals players over the year.
So have I.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, who's your favorite?
Well, I don't... Well...
My mom and I met Mark McGuire during the height of Mark McGuire time. But then... You did not. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Good one. I can't really top that.
I mean... I would say he's my all-time favorite Cardinal because isn't he
everybody's all-time favorite
Cardinal?
Well, my favorite Cardinal really might be Yadi. I mean, Yadi's...
Well, yeah. Well, okay, now,
I'll
name drop. Now I'll name drop. Okay, just to impress
you. Have you met Albert?
I've never met Albert, but I went on vacation with Mike Shannon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
Most
people know Mike. It's not that big of a deal.
I knew Mike, yeah.
I went on vacation with his wife. Mike Shannon happened to be.
With Lori, yeah.
Lori and I went on vacation, and Greg and Mike just happened to be with us. But
right.
Yeah.
So I'm in the... This is a funny Mike story. I got a quick Mike story, and then I swear we'll do arts. I don't know. We're having a day.
Anytime. I don't even know if my next guest is here. If they're here, stick your head in, and we'll shut up. If not, we'll just keep talking.
So my dad's passed away now, too, and Mike obviously passed away just last year. Was it last year? The year before that? Pretty recently.
It was recently, yeah.
But we were in County Market on 24th Street one day, my dad and I, getting ingredients for chili. It was in the wintertime, you know. And Mike and Lori were in there.
Yeah.
And Mike knew me because we had done some promotions. I was working at Starbucks at the time, so this was a long time ago. I was doing a Build-A-Bear promotion with St. Louis, you know. And he goes, "Oh, hey, Laura." And my dad turns around because his voice is just unmistakable.
Oh, yeah, unmistakable.
And my
Mike.
Dad goes, "Is that Mike Shannon?"
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, yeah, that's Mike." And he goes, "How do you know Mike Shannon?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. Sometimes life is weird like that."
He was very knowable. He was very approachable. I mean, it's when people say you knew Mike Shannon, people get impressed.
Yeah.
But a lot of people in Quincy knew Mike Shannon and just a normal, regular guy. I mean, see, that's the thing about Mike Shannon. The reason everybody liked him was he was normal.
And he liked to do stuff like the volunteering with the Build-A-Bears, and we did a big veterans promotion. And he was super, super dude. But one of the most recognizable voices, I think, of all time. You just hear it and you're like, "Oh, yeah, that's Mike Shannon."
Yeah.
You know, so there you go. Cardinal stories.
Without a doubt.
So anyway, I won't be down to a game until May. We're going to the one on May 25th on Memorial Day where the kids get to go and run the bases at the end of the game. So my kids get to run the bases at Busch Stadium. That'll be fun.
Well, before you leave today, I might gift you with Cardinal tickets. So I'll just have to see how it goes.
You know, we used to get them in Quincy for A's on our report card. I wonder if they still do that. Where they'd see, this is a good marketing ploy. They give you the two free tickets for your kids, and then you got to take them. And so
you got to buy extra tickets, yeah.
All the food and
no,
stuff.
No, I do have to tell you this. Now, this is a funny story related to the arts. One time we had a promotion. I can't say. We had a promotion, and you got a free ticket to go to the Quincy Community Theater. But they didn't think about the fact that the children couldn't just go by themselves.
Right.
So they gave out 500 tickets to go see, like, you know, some kids thing that everybody wanted to go see.
Right.
But then they realized, oh, my gosh, either nobody's going to come because you can't just go by yourself if you're in second grade.
Right.
Oh, it turned out to be a terrible promotion because nobody came because the kids couldn't come by themselves. And when they tried to backtrack and say, "Oh, no, parents, come too. We'll figure out a way. We'll make it happen."
Right.
Like, nobody showed up. It was terrible. It was almost an empty house because it should have been the best promotion in the world because everybody wanted to go see it. But they forgot and just gave the tickets to 500 kids.
That
you do
is
have to
called
think
unintended consequences,
unintended
everybody.
Consequences. Well, talk to me about what's happening with Arts Quincy.
Arts Quincy has got a lot going on. First and foremost, I want to make sure everybody knows that we still have a few days left for our Dogwood Royalty Video Contest. I am looking for a little king and a little queen of Dogwood. That's ages 7 to 10. And a little prince and a little princess of Dogwood, which is ages 4 to 6. All they need to do is a simple video on the cell phone and talk about what they think the future looks like for Adams County. So maybe are we talking flying cars? Are we talking potholes don't matter? You know, I need to know what the kids think. We are really looking, especially on the boys' side, I'm light on entries so far. So if you guys haven't entered your kiddos and they want to ride in the front of the parade in some $90,000 Ford Broncos, I mean,
I think a lot of boys would want to ride in the Ford Bronco.
Listen, these things are cool. Like, yeah. Once they brought last year, I was like, I did not know Ford Broncos could be this nice. So they're like Jeeps. You know, they have no top on them, and they're really cool.
I don't think the Ford people would appreciate you saying they're like Jeeps. I think the Ford people would appreciate
like
you saying they're like Ford Broncos.
Well, the only Ford Bronco anybody has any reference to, never mind.
Forget it. I just tried to save you Heseltine, and you refused my offer. Die on your own.
We thank Jim City Ford for putting up with my garbage. Okay. King and queen, prince and princess, so ages 4 to 6 and ages 7 to 10. I got a big crown for these kids. A sash is going
to
be great.
And you don't have to wear that. If the king doesn't want to wear that big crown, that may be part of it. You know,
oh, we have a cool one. We have a cool dude. We have a dude
crown. Last year
we
had like a lightsaber thing.
Yeah, well, last year it was May the 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th, right.
So this is a futuristic theme. Okay. So I was thinking about getting like some like Terminator glasses or something. I don't know. We like to be a little themey at Arts Quincy. So all you have to do, really, seriously, 90-second video, submit it, and we would love to feature your kids in the front. And what's the best part? Front of the parade, baby. We're done first. We see the whole thing fresh. It's great. So there you go.
Okay.
Next up, something that Mary is no stranger to, the George M. Irwin Arts Awards are back and better than ever, and we're accepting nominations right now. Mary has won Arts Access Leader of the Year before.
Thank you.
Not too long ago.
Not too long ago. Can I repeat?
You know, if somebody nominates you out in Radio Land, you do a good job for us. Yeah. We have five categories. The Arts Access Leader of the Year is one that recognizes efforts to increase access to the arts and make sure people know about them. So obviously Mary's won it in WTAD by
I would like to go on record as saying that WTAD is the winner.
You were the winner.
I know, but nobody would give me an award if I didn't work at WTAD. I'm not out winning awards all the time.
You don't have to have us here. You always try and threaten to kick me out, so.
This is true. You know what? I do deserve an award.
That's
come
right.
to think of it, I do deserve an award for putting up with Laura Sievert Heseltine and her Iowa yuckiness.
I know. I drank all my coffee before I got here today, so it's in my car. So the other categories we're looking for are Outstanding Fine Arts Teacher of the Year. We do two of those, one for the city of Quincy and one for the county, so that we make sure we're recognizing those great county professionals. We're looking for Arts Nonprofit of the Year. Recognize one of the nonprofits' really great contributions. And then, of course, our top award, the top arts award of our area, which is the Lifetime Achievement Award. You know, those decades-long commitments that people make as arts leaders that keep things going here. So we're keeping the nominations open through April 25th. It's a real simple form on the Arts Quincy website, but please nominate folks because, you know, it's hard to get nominations for awards these days, but we really want to make sure that we're recognizing the best of the best in Quincy. We'll be doing those awards at a Rotary meeting coming up, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
I got one more.
One more, please do.
One more, or two if you got it. I do want to make sure that everybody knows that the mobile library arrives in Quincy today. It gets here today, and then they're doing a tour of the wards. You can find the full schedule on the library's website or on Arts Quincy's website.
And the library will be my guest. Kathleen Helsebeck will be here Friday, so we'll get
it.
Further update.
Right, and so that's touring coming to an area near you soon, and of course also Quincy Museum is reopening for spring. Get that on your calendars. It opens this Saturday.
Minecraft.
Yeah, the Minecraft
at the museum.
Do you know how much my kids like Minecraft?
It's well,
like
they need to
a
go.
Lot.
Well, they can get a discount to the movie.
Oh, good.
If there's a whole package.
Do I have to go to the movie?
No. You can just send them.
Please don't make me go.
You can be out in the lobby. You don't have to go in.
Is there a guy who will take my kids to Minecraft? I can't, Jack Black.
Okay.
Good stories today, Mayor.
Thank you.
This has been
It's been a wonderful one.
Is this going
Laura,
on the
I
best
do,
of?
You know I love you so much, and I'd pretend to hate you so much, but you know I love you so much. And
right.
And I will email you about the tickets.
Yeah.
You can have Cardinal tickets.
Woohoo!
I am the purveyor of all great things to all great people.
It's true.
Now, last year,
one time she gave me a Danish. It was from the Underbrinks. It was fabulous.
Last year, I didn't even get to a Cardinal game because
yeah.
I gave away all the tickets.
Do you know I have the worst luck at Cardinals games? You guys should not go to whatever
Steve
game Bull, I end up
Steve
going.
Steve Bull was banned. I mean, I think that the front office told Steve Bull he couldn't go anymore.
Every time I go, it's 115 degrees outside. Like, that's the only temperature
Every time
I know.
Steve goes, the Cardinals lose. Except this year, he went on opening day and they won. So
I did get to go to one of the World Series games in 2011. So was it game six? Yeah. Is it 2011?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, was it? I honestly was going to say, was it 85? I was there. But I forget you were even born.
I was
born.
Three in 85.
I know. I keep forgetting. Okay. You're very, very young. Goodbye.
I like being young.
We have to go. We have to go up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and say hello to the folks up there. And then we'll talk about Catholic school education in Quincy. We are back, Talk Radio 930, WTAD. Some exciting news happening in the Quincy Catholic School System. They are getting ready to launch their mega raffle. And so Sarah Rushell is here with the Elementary School Foundation.
Good morning.
And Kurt Stuckman is here with the Quincy Notre Dame Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's talk a little bit about the mega raffle. And then I want to talk about Catholic schools in general, because the mega raffle supports Catholic schools. As I was saying off air, I've never won, even though I bought several tickets. Tell us about this raffle and how can I improve my odds?
Well, Mary, the easiest way to improve your odds is to buy more tickets. So you just let me know how many you need me to bring.
How many are the total that you're selling?
4,000. We
okay.
maxed out at 4,000.
So if I give you $40,000,
you can have all the tickets.
But then I'd win $100,000,
exactly.
Or would it be $400,000? I have
oh,
to.
Wait,
give.
It'd be 400,
I'd have to give you $400,000.
Don't make me do math on a
I was
going to
say, not good for Catholic education that the people who graduated can't do the simple math. I'm going to win because I only spent $40,000, so, but I'm getting $100,000 back.
Mary, as soon as we get off the air, we'll draw up a contract for you to sign to buy those tickets. Yes, we can make that happen.
Yeah. So, but the bottom line is. There are a limited number of tickets. You usually sell out. But this is a chance for some person to really have a great, you know, $100,000 gift. Also, buying early helps because there's a $25,000 early bird drawing.
That's right. And that early bird drawing, not only are you eligible to win that $25,000, but your ticket goes right back in for the main drawing. So potentially, Mary, you could be looking at $125,000 this year.
All these years, I didn't win.
Now,
potentially, I could win every prize because if I buy multiple tickets,
that's right.
I could win the early bird. I could win the first prize. Then my second ticket could win the second prize. And my third ticket could win the third prize. And then if I just keep buying tickets, I could win all the other prizes. And pretty soon, I could retire. And then, of course, you guys would want me to give all the money back since
no.
I won it.
We don't ask for that. We find that a raffle is successful if there's not the expectation that you're going to give the money back. So we call this the Everybody Wins Mega Raffle because we want everybody to win. Our kids win, our schools win, and the community wins.
Let's talk about how the kids win. And let's start at the older children's level at Quincy Notre Dame. For years, this mega raffle, I think, was just part of Notre Dame. I don't know that the elementary... Were you guys involved?
Yes.
Always been involved. Okay. So what does Notre Dame do with your portion of the proceeds?
We have historically... Now, keep in mind, this is our 14th year, so we have historically used it for technology upgrades. And at this point, we continue to utilize it for technology upgrades and to build the endowment of Quincy Notre Dame because we want to ensure that the future of Catholic education is bright and vibrant for the future of Quincy, Illinois.
It is difficult to keep up with technological upgrades. Now, are you on the everybody has their own computer system at Notre Dame, or how does that work?
Everyone has their own iPad.
Right.
And, of course, as you just said, as soon as you buy the technology, it's already obsolete. And so we have to stay on top of Jeff Agard as our IT director. We have to stay on top of what's the latest and greatest iPads that we need to be using and what's compatible to classrooms and all of that stuff. So there's a lot that goes into it, but we continually evaluate that on an annual basis to figure out what's in the best interest of our kids.
This one-on-one learning, I think is what it's called, with this iPad, every child getting an iPad, that was promoted by technology companies, smart on them. But like you said, if a child is at the freshman level is given an iPad at Notre Dame, do they have to get a new one every year, or they just plug something in and the technology upgrades come up and they still have the same one 4 years from now?
Yes, they just upgrade their operating system when a new one comes out from Apple, but they have the same device for 4 years. And what's different for those of us in this room here compared to kids now is they're learning history in real time. Who would ever have thought?
Well, I know I just got excited when I got a red spiral notebook and a blue spiral notebook and a yellow spiral notebook for
mine
all my different...
Lisa Frank.
Yeah.
And that's as good as I got.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were one of those trappers. See, I always
wanted... Trapper keeper?
Oh, I couldn't afford that.
That was for the rich kids.
That was a status symbol for rich kids. I never had a trapper.
Man,
oh, my gosh. Now, looking back, see, if we'd had Mega Raffle when I was in school, my parents could have applied for a grant so that I would not have been ridiculed by just having the crappy old... folder that my dad brought, stole from work, probably, you know.
But look at where you are today, Mary.
Yes. Yeah. Look what, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Look where I am today.
You know, something I think it's important to highlight.
You can be successful in life. I haven't been, but you can be successful if you graduate from St. Dominic's Grade School in Quincy, Notre Dame High School. Go ahead.
No, something that is new for 2025 that we're bringing to light is for every 5 tickets that are sold, your name goes into a drawing at the end of the raffle to win either a $4,000 transferable tuition voucher or $3,000 cash. So that's something that's a new twist for this year. And
get more people to sell
yes,
tickets.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And get those parents more motivated because, again, $3,000 cash is great, but that tuition voucher is fantastic because we know it's pretty expensive
right.
to send your kids to private school.
And we'll be asking the local parishioners of our various parishes to jump on board with this to help us sell tickets. And, again, they, too, can win the $4,000 tuition voucher and transfer it to a grandchild, or they can take $3,000 cash and walk away. It's really up to them.
Oh, it really is fantastic. Now, Sarah Russell, what is the money used for at the elementary school? I think some of the same things, technology.
It is. Really, the biggest thing for the foundation, about half of what we make on the Mega Raffle immediately goes back into tuition assistance for the next year. So without those funds, we have lots of families who wouldn't be able to receive assistance. And certainly, we don't want to see that happen. So for us, it really is tuition assistance, making sure every family who wants to attend one of our elementary schools can, and that it's not financial reasons that are keeping people away.
That is important, and I think that a lot of people really don't understand how they can apply for this tuition assistance. Does your child have to be Catholic?
No. We support non-Catholic families. We just encourage everyone to apply. You know, we put out as much information as we can to say, hey, if you fall in this range, we highly suggest that you apply. But Catholic or non-Catholic, we will award tuition assistance.
Okay, so once you're accepted to the school and there's space at the school, then mm-hmm. everybody is considered that. You know, one thing that has come up, it kind of got a big skyrocket in the sky about consolidation possibly or re-engineering, and then it faded and we decided, okay, it's too soon, we're not too fast, we're not going to do that in the upcoming school year. But eventually, the finances of Quincy Notre Dame High School and the elementary schools, which operate independently but as a group of four in a sense, you're trying to get more uniform in that the four elementary schools will, quote, all be the same. But you can't all be the same when parents have different income levels. Campuses look drastically different, and parish priests control everything, and there's a lot of moving parts there. So since it mostly affects the elementary school level, how are we on the financial cue? Because when this was put out, it was said that if we don't do something, we will run out of money. We cannot sustain our Catholic elementary school system. Is that still a true statement?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's not unique to Quincy. Across the country, we're seeing similar processes happening in communities our size, bigger and smaller. So budget is always a concern. You know, we are always trying to keep tuition as low as possible, as affordable, because we want as many kids to be in those seats as possible. But obviously, we have to balance that with the cost of operating. So while there's no major shift happening among our schools right now, there is definitely still work happening behind the scenes. The board is still looking at different alternatives. And then, you know, our director, Chris Gill, is really taking the approach of how do we better align the work that's happening in our schools now. You know, we have curriculum mapping, so all of our schools follow the same curriculum map. And we're starting to look for other ways that we can work together, that we can build more consistency, and feel more like one system, one network, rather than four independent organizations.
That is difficult, though, mm-hmm. because there's major construction going on at St. Peter's School right now. Mm-hmm. We would love to have major construction at my parish, Blessed Sacrament School, but we don't have that kind of money. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, one of the things that is good about the fact that, you know, the parishes aren't so aligned where you have to go to a certain school if you live in a geographic area is because not all of our schools are handicap accessible. So handicapped children still have a chance to have a Catholic education because there are handicap accessible elementary schools. Because I was just at a program and there were five girls in the family. One girl, because she was in a wheelchair, could not attend her Catholic school when she was a young lady. Mm-hmm. And that kind of breaks your heart a little bit, you know. She went on to become fine and everything, but it does break your heart. So there are a lot of things that need to be upgraded at a lot of elementary schools. Would you foresee that instead of upgrading older buildings, we would just construct new, more modern buildings as the Quincy Public School System did and said, look, we can't keep retrofitting all these old buildings. We're going to have to start from scratch and build something new.
Yeah, I would say that nothing's off the table at this point. You know, the board is looking into a variety of options, certainly one of which is starting new, but we all know the price of construction these days, and what that would look like, I think, is quite frankly overwhelming. So that's mm-hmm. not to say it's not possible, but it's going to take a lot of work no matter what we decide to do moving forward. You know, it's going to require all of us to come together, just like with the raffle. It takes all of us working together, sharing a vision for really what the future of Catholic education is in Quincy, and then, you know, putting our work and our money where our mouths are.
I think at the 10,000-foot level, it's an evaluative process. It's
right.
just what's in the best interest of students and families, and that takes time.
Yep.
And a lot of resources and a lot of manpower and a lot of very smart people to help figure out what's in the best interest of Catholic education right here in Quincy.
Yeah, I don't think it certainly wasn't a lack of intellect or will. I think it's just that change is very, you know, change
so hard.
Does it, it's hard. But yet, I think everybody will come to understand that some kind of change is necessary. And again, Notre Dame High School depends almost exclusively on the health of the parochial system, because if for or the elementary system, if for some reason elementary enrollment drops in half, we don't have the vigorous natural pool going into to Notre Dame, and already Notre Dame has some issues with enrollment. Mm-hmm. You're a much smaller school than you were mm-hmm. 40 years ago.
Sure, there's no doubt about that. I think just to echo again, I think it just comes down to the evaluative effort, you know, pre-K through 12, what's in the best interest of our families and kids, and how are they going to learn best, and what does that look like? And no one has that answer yet. I mean, it's a process, and so there's a lot of work still to be done, and we'll see what the grassroots effort, what bubbles up here, and what Chris Gill and his board, what they come up with, and just kind of go from there.
Well, one thing that's exciting, I just got the press release.
Oh.
And they're going to have a support for Catholic schools new teacher grant program. Again, this is a way to kind of equalize among the parishes. So, Sarah, would you please explain how parochial school teachers, Catholic school teachers, can get $1,000 for their elementary school teaching efforts?
Yes, we are so excited to launch this teacher grant program. We've had lots of conversations with our teachers about what their needs are in the classroom. We recognize, and our teachers are not unique in this, but teachers put so much of their own resources into their classrooms, and we saw this as an opportunity for the foundation to be able to help meet some of those needs. So the goal really is to fund and support programs that enrich and enhance what's already being done in the classroom. It would also support some professional development opportunities for our educators, which is so, so important. So we just announced it this morning. Applications are open as of yesterday. We already have one, which I'm really excited about. And so come May, we'll be announcing our winners. That way our educators have the summer to order supplies if need be, so that next school year they can kick it off with a bang.
How many of these are you going to give out?
We're awarding up to $10,000.
So 10?
Potentially 10.
Or
we have
more.
A
you
cap.
Could have
yeah.
less than $1,000. $1,000
right.
is the cap.
Right.
You could have 10 $1,000 winners or $2,500 winners, or maybe somebody only needs 250 and that'll do it for them.
That's right. Yeah, so we've set our cap at 10,000 with, like you said, a 1,000 max per teacher, and we'll just see what comes in and what the need is.
Okay, I want to right now veto any request that comes in from Liz Loewenberg from Blessed Sacrament Second Grade, because, no, only one caveat. You can give her anything she asks for because she's excellent, but if she asks for glitter, I want that thrown out. We
you
have
sound like my husband.
We have glitter-free Wednesdays at Blessed Sacrament in the second grade. I refuse to volunteer when glitter is involved.
So you don't want $1,000 worth of glitter?
No. In fact...
You shouldn't say this out loud. Someone will inevitably send you a glitter
bomb. It'll just show
mail.
Up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'm asking for trouble.
You
Thank
are.
God it's not April Fool's Day. No, we have, you know, I mean, as a volunteer, I don't have many rights, but I have put my foot down and said we are glitter-free Wednesday in the second grade. I don't care
you.
What the rest of them do, but
yep.
I'm not coming home with that stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. Miss Pinky, help me. No.
I think what's really important here, too, what Sarah has launched here this morning with these teacher incentives is just it gets back to the importance of the QCES Foundation, the Q&D Foundation, working in conjunction with one another to continue to forge ahead and support Catholic education here in Quincy as we build our resources and build the framework that's going to be necessary to guide us to the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years and beyond. It's really important, as Sarah and I have talked, we need the Catholic grade schools to be successful. We need the QCES Foundation to be successful, because if they're not going to be successful, as you've already alluded to, Mary, we don't have a shot at QND. And so these teacher grants are absolutely huge to continue to keep building those resources as we educate our kids and provide opportunities for families. It's vitally important.
Well, as a volunteer every Wednesday at a Catholic school, I will tell you this. Number one, there are plenty of kids that go there that aren't Catholic, and they're not discriminated against in any way, shape, or form. Many of them have chosen a private Catholic education, not for the religious aspects, although at that second grade level, Jesus is good is pretty much a universal understanding. We don't get into too much dogma
no
in the second grade. Yeah,
real
God wants you to be a nice person is kind of universally accepted. But the point I'm making is some of these kids really struggle. They need closer attention. They need a special kind of teaching. They need some of those resources. Just like the Catholic school is not for every kid, some of those have to go to public school where their needs can be met. And so thank goodness we have this dual system, because the rising tide does lift all the boats.
That's
so
right.
Let's keep our Catholic schools healthy and let's win $100,000. How can I get tickets to the mega raffle?
Well, Mary, you're going to be selling tickets
yes,
this year, so you
absolutely.
Can win that.
I'm going to sell my own. Prize. I'm going to sell my own darn tickets.
one of the easiest ways is quincymegaraffle.org. But if you are not a person who likes to purchase things online, we have them available in our parish offices and at Quincy Notre Dame, just right inside that front door. So if you'd prefer to pay cash or check and just want to drop it off or pick one up there, those are the best places for you to go.
Okay, and they're $100 each still.
$100, only 4,000 are sold. And the early bird, which is $25,000, it's our second biggest drawing in the raffle. Get those tickets in time for that early bird drawing.
Which is?
Friday, May 2nd is the deadline.
Okay, so you've just got a little less than a month or about a month to do that. And then when will we know? When will they draw?
We are doing the major drawings on Friday, May 23rd. So we're
really?
Very excited. Yeah,
before?
We really wanted to get it done by the time school was letting out.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's we've shaved off maybe a week
mm-hmm.
this
yeah.
year. Not a substantial
not a lot.
Amount. But
yeah, that's great. So it's not a long time that you have to wait and
yeah.
wait
right.
and wait. Okay.
Well, and Marriott, Sarah and I have asked around and haven't met anybody yet that couldn't use an extra $100,000.
No.
It's amazing how that works.
That is absolutely amazing how that works. In this, that would, how many? Gosh, I might be able to afford eggs.
Think what, maybe. Think what
maybe
you could do.
Maybe two.
That's right.
I could go to the grocery store again.
And pay for your gas to get you there and back.
The guy at the meat counter is really tired of me crying. He really is tired of me just walking by and going, can't do that. More this economy is responsible for more vegetarians. If anybody wanted to get the United States to go vegetarian, they have finally figured out a way to do it. It is not too early either, not just to buy a mega raffle ticket, but also to enroll your kids in school next year for Notre Dame or for Catholic Elementary School. If people want more information about this as an option, if you're not satisfied with what the public schools are doing or the other options around here, how can they get in touch with you?
For the elementary schools, our main website is QuincyCatholicSchools.org, and so that's where I would suggest you start. That will link you to the four different buildings. You can start to learn more about our tuition, which is the same regardless of where you're going, financial assistance opportunities, and then what's available at each of the schools.
And same for Notre Dame.
And at QND, your contact would be Natalie Gennebacher, and she is our Director of Enrollment Management at QND, and she will get you started on the process and meet with you and figure out what your goals and your aspirations are as far as your student at QND and run through the whole process.
Okay, and I just want to give my personal testimony. I entered college as a sophomore because of the great training I got at Notre Dame. So if you think it's expensive to send your kids to private school, my parents didn't have to pay for 4 years of college. They only had to pay for three,
that's right,
thanks to what happened to me at Notre Dame. And so if you are someone who wants to achieve and wants your teachers to be behind you and wants that support, Notre Dame is definitely it. And of course, you got to go to elementary. You don't have to, but it's nice to start at the elementary level. Thank you very much for both of you.
Thank you.
Mary.